Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So in this video, I just want to talk to you about why you need to be installing tracking services on your website. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So let's talk about some of the tracking services that you need to have installed on your website. We've just been down to the basketball court, so if I'm looking a little bit red, it's a nice sunny day here in Spain, thankfully. So let's talk about what sort of tracking analytics should you be having on your website. So obviously, number one has to be Google Analytics. It's like this. Imagine you're running in the Olympics for 100 meters and you're trying to beat Usain Bolt. Okay, but you actually have no idea how fast you're running. So, you know, someone shouts go and you run as fast as you can and you get to the finish line and you go, yep, pretty fast. You literally have no idea how close you are to beating his time. Literally zero chance of actually finding that information out. And that's what most people are doing when they have a website. They have literally no idea how many people have been on their website, what landing pages were, how long they spent, what the bounce rate was, which pages were most popular, which pages were second most popular, and so on and so forth. And this is the thing that you absolutely need to have installed on your website, because if not, like, how do you know what's working? Well, you don't. So what's the point? You've got to have these installed on your website, because if not, you literally cannot track, you know, is that landing page that you've just created for a free download, how successful is that? And then you also want to know what's the conversion rate from that landing page. So it could be that you have a web form and you're looking at how many people have filled in that web form versus how many people have landed on that landing page. So let's just run some numbers past you so you have an idea. So you have 100 people visit the landing page and only 3 people, as in 3%, have actually completed that form. Well, that's fine. Now you know that it's got a 3% opt-in rate. And the reason why you know that is because your Google Analytics is telling you. And then the benefit of that is that now you go off and create another landing page. So all the same stuff, but slightly different. Different headline, it's got a video instead of a graphic. It's got brighter colours. It's got more white space and so on. And you run the same type of traffic to that web page. Now you've had 100 people visit that web page, but you've had 17 people fill in that form. So that's a 17% opt-in rate. Pretty good, right? Especially compared with your 3%. So the same 100 people, 17 people opt in over just the 3 people on the original landing page. Now, the only reason you're going to understand or know that that's even happening is because you've got Google Analytics installed and you're keeping track, of course, of how many people you're getting as opt-ins. Now, for example, when I get back to the villa, I can log on, I can go to Google, I can look at the landing page and I can see exactly how many people have opted in the last 30 days. It might be 152, okay? Then I can go to Active Campaign, which is what we use, and then I can see how many people have filled in that form, and it's 24. 24 divided by 150 times 100 will give us the percentage of the opt-in. At every single point on our sales funnel, there is an opt-in of some kind, there is something to be done. And that's about us working out what's working, what's not working. And that's what Google Analytics will help you to do. In the olden days, Google Analytics would tell you what your most popular keywords were. And that was also very, very useful. It doesn't do that anymore, unfortunately. But you should be using Google Analytics in alignment with something like Ahrefs. The other one you can use is SERPstat. So this is number two then. Ahrefs and SERPstat, you embed a little bit of code on your website, and then you can work out what your search engine rankings are looking like. So let's say you've got a key phrase. Let's say it's plumbers in Leeds, let's just say. So you go to SERPstat or Ahrefs. Ahrefs is spelled A-H-R-E-F-S, ahrefs.com. So you can go there and then you can run a report and it will tell you all your keywords that you've decided you want to rank for, and it will tell you where you rank. You're number 18, let's say. Well, number 18 is page 2 or 3, depending on Google. So now you might want to go and work on the page that's ranking, improve that page so it starts ranking on page 1, like in the top 5. that's going to get the phone ringing, because now you're getting more people hitting that web page. And guess what happens? The beautiful thing is, from improving your search engine rankings, you can go to Google Analytics, you can look at, oh look, more people are now hitting that web page because more people are finding us on Google because we're number 5 instead of number 18. Wonderful. So all this now is painting a picture in terms of what's happening on your traffic. Now I get all this sounds quite complicated, and that's why you have people like us and my team, and we can come and do it for you. But knowing what your search engine tracking reports are, your SERPs, search engine ranking results, knowing what that is really important. So then the last one that I'd recommend that you have is what we call a Facebook pixel. Now a Facebook pixel, you might decide to use it, you might not decide not to use it, but regardless, it needs to be installed on your website just in case at a later point you think, yeah, I'm going to use it. So what is it? So first of all, Facebook pixel is a little bit of code. You get it off Facebook, obviously, hence the name. It's connected to your page. You embed it on your website. So then anybody who then lands on your website, you can serve them an advert from Facebook. We call this a retargeting pixel or a retargeted advert. So anyone who's landed on your web page, especially on, let's say, plumbers in Leeds, let's say, because we're on that kind of search engine ranking, anyone who's actually landed on that page, you can serve them up an advert. And we know from statistics that, you know, for example, 65% of all sales are made on the 8th contact. So if you've only made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 contacts with someone, you're only getting a very small percentage of sales. But when you're making, or you're in front of people, making a 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 100th contact, people know who you are. So the next time people want a plumber in Leeds, guess who they're going to use? They're going to use you because they've seen you 100 times or 10 times or 20 times. That's why you want to be using a retargeting pixel. This is also very useful if you're sending people to a landing page. You can send them an advert saying, hey, I noticed you went to the landing page but you didn't purchase. Here's a 10% off discount voucher. And again, very complicated to set up, but once it's set up and it's working, a very good way of closing more sales. If you don't know how to do it, we're available to help you to set those up anyway. Okay, hope that's useful for you. A little bit of technical stuff in today's video, but I just wanted to share that because I was just thinking about it on the way home from a basketball court, about tracking and a couple of conversations that I had at basketball and so on. I just wanted to share some of the things that you need to have installed on your website to be getting the most out of your website. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.